Finally today, an Irish ensemble named Lunasa. It's known for its energetic live shows, and it's currently touring the United States. The World's Carol Zoll had a chance to chat with a couple of the band's members.
Hi, I'm Kevin Crawford, and I'm the flute player in the band Lunasa.
Hello, I'm Killian Valley, I'm the piper.
Crawford and Valley are two of Lunasa's five-man lineup. The band features a combination of fiddle, flute, pipes, and whistles, and backs those melodic instruments with the driving rhythms of double bass and guitar. Kevin Crawford says it's that double whammy of guitar and double bass that gives them their edge.
They would possibly be what sets us apart from other bands and possibly what gives us our own kind of identity in terms of sound as well. You know, to have a double bass and guitar providing the propulsive kind of engine room of the band behind it is slightly different. Each of us actually play flute-like instruments, so Killian also plays an instrument called a low whistle, which resembles a flute sonically, and Sean Smith, our fiddle player, also plays various whistles. So we use flutes a lot to colour. You know, we layer them up a lot of the time, various flutes and whistles and stuff like that.
While most of Lunasa's tunes come from Ireland, they dip into other traditions as well. Music from Brittany in France and Galicia in northwest Spain features on their new CD, La Nua, which means New Day in Irish. This set of tunes is called Pontevedra to Carcarossa.
Pontevedra is a city in Galicia, and the province next to it is Asturias. And both those places have kind of Celtic links, and the music, some of the music is very similar to Irish music, and it's quite easy to translate a lot of that stuff.
Lunasa's members also like performing with musicians from other backgrounds. They've played with the likes of Billy Bragg and Ladysmith Black Mambazo, among others, and their most recent collaboration is with American singer-songwriter Natalie Merchant. It all started a couple of years ago when Merchant came to see them play a show in Hawaii.
She came to the gig and she loved it, and she mentioned at that particular time that she'd possibly like to work with us in the future. And personally, I just thought, oh yeah, and we've heard this before from lots of people, we'll never ever kind of get the call, but she did actually get in touch then.
Merchant got in touch about the project that would become her new CD, Leave Your Sleep, which is just out this week.
She was working on this mammoth project. You know, she was kind of setting various poems and children's stories to music.
Lunasa's members worked with Merchant on several of the album's songs, including the opening track, Nursery Rhyme of Innocence and Experience, based on a poem by Cornish writer Charles Causley.
Silver penny and an apricot tree, and I said to the sailor on the White Key, sailor, oh sailor, will you bring me if I give you my penny and my apricot tree?
Lunasa is touring the U.S., performing songs from their own repertoire until April 25th. For the world, I'm Carol Zoll.
Well, he smiled and kissed me.
Natalie Merchant and Lunasa. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for being with us.